Good morning.
Actually, good evening.
This is Joey Schimatero, your host. We are podcasting from Playa del Carmen, Mexico. I'm here with my boy, the Rabbit. The Rabbit was in, I would say rare form, but saying rare form would not be correct because the Rabbit is always insane. He does it. Rare form for the Rabbit would be if he was just lame and not really interesting. Interesting is definitely the word I would use for him. But we've been having a good time, haven't we, Rabbit?
I tell you, it's been unbelievable. As always, Joey, I think we come to find out that, you know, we can find a good time with just hanging out with our boys anywhere in the world.
We just like to chill out, though. We go on vacation. We like to just... We have graduated from the younger days where we would get after it and go crazy, and we more or less just chill out now. That's the move.
Well, the thing is, you blow it out trying to chase a good time, but then you realize, you know what, you had a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to blow all kinds of money and that kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying? Go sit on a beach, have a nice meal, enjoy the weather. It's about bare necessities, brother.
That's been the theme of the trip, Bare Necessities. You played the clip. What was the name of that movie? Jungle Book, was it?
Yeah, Jungle Book with Mowgli, you know.
Mowgli?
When he finds out from the bear that, you know what, the bear's never unhappy because it only needs basic things to survive.
Basic things. Like
bare necessities. And Mother Nature provides. Like today, a beautiful sun out, calm water on the beach, you know. Provided everything we needed just to sit and relax and have a good day.
Very relaxing day. I want to talk, I guess I could tie this into our experience somewhat here. I want to talk, there's been a topic that I've been putting off for a couple of weeks. A friend of ours who's a waitress at one of our friend's restaurants had brought it up to me, and it's the topic of tipping when a customer uses... A restaurant patron uses a Groupon or a coupon for a restaurant, and then they go and they tip based on after the coupon price and how lame that is. Now, say you got a Groupon for say Latitude 43, right? And your meal came to spend $10. And you get $10 off. So if you, so your bill was, I don't know what Jesus say. So say that the bill was supposed to be $40, but you got a coupon and it took $20 off. Do you know that there are people that will tip on the $20 rather than the full amount? What do you say to those kind of people, Brian? How do you look at those people? Do you look at them as cheapskates? Do you think is there? Because I know you're kind of tight yourself.
They are aware of it. So they're consciously aware of it, but I think they're using it as an excuse to give the person a small tip. Oh, like, I didn't know. But right. Obviously, no. It's like Europeans. Yeah. Europeans are notorious for that.
Yeah, Europeans, they don't... They get a pass because, well, not in the States they don't, or not over here. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, in Europe, they build... Those people get an hourly wage. They don't... They're not working on tips over there.
I'm talking, I think you misunderstood. I'm talking when Europeans travel to different countries.
Oh, right.
They don't know.
Right, they act like they don't know.
They absolutely know, because it's an ongoing joke that I know when I speak to some of my European friends.
Right.
They have friends that just are cheap, and that's just how they get down.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And just put yourself in the waitress's shoes. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. That's a good point. Definitely a good point. So on the beach today... on the beach yesterday. We were sitting next to these two young girls. They're 23 years old. From where were they from? Switzerland?
22 and 23. They're from Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yep, students. Nice girls. One was studying to be architecture, and one of them was studying medicine, I believe it was. And the Rabbit was chatting them up. He was chatting them up for a while. And they were very attractive girls, very nice girls. And so they were tolerating his banter, his inane banter for a while. And then you got to the point where he started talking about his intense workout regimens. Mm-hmm. And that was the point where I couldn't take it anymore. And I spit my drink out. I spit my drink out. And the girl, I'd never seen a girl
roll her eyes the way that girl rolled her eyes. But you were looking away. It's like you weren't even, you didn't even, and you kept on rolling as if it didn't even faze you that they were laughing at you.
Right, exactly.
Because that's how you roll.
Because, no, because we just, I didn't care. It wasn't like we were like, you know, chasing after him, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
And what was really great, and I want to interject this because I think it was a pivotal part of the conversation, was that most Swiss people, they don't talk to other people in the conversation. They're very picky. But we were just so friendly, they were like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you're saying we. I really wasn't part of the conversation much. I was observing you doing the talking. More or less, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I also agree with the fact is most people, and this is what I find, most people stick to themselves. And the Swiss, they're not really people that go out and they talk to other people. They're not friendly like that. But right. She was saying that her father was, the girl with eye infection, she was saying that her father's like that. He talks to everybody and hangs out.
Yeah.
Like, different than most people.
Now, could you see why she might have rolled her eyes? Why she might have rolled her eyes when you started talking about your intense workout?
How could that guy from Sweden
intense workout regimen
across the country and like you
he
know,
was an interesting guy.
Interesting dude.
That guy's got some stories.
Oh, yeah.
Where was he from?
Sweden,
not Switzerland.
Not Switzerland, Sweden.
Sweden, yeah.
So he's on the Nordic coast.
And he came to the States for his honeymoon, and he traveled across country on a motorcycle. That does not sound like something that would be fun to me.
No, it's something that, like, when someone says it, it kind of, like, drops like a brick. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, you took a few months off, came to the United States, drove across, you know, motorcycle down.
5 weeks, he said.
Right.
You know what does interest me? Like, the whole idea of, like, a motorhome?
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of like, a bunch of guys getting in a motorhome and taking turns driving across country and just hitting up different festivals in the city. And like just banging the juice out of like every festival that there is, have a great time in each city. Go to maybe like.
Didn't some guys do it before in Vegas when they were going to a bachelor party and had a big, very bad things?
Oh, the Hangover. You're talking about the Hangover movie.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it'd be similar to that. I think like, but I've always even with people, you know, friends, family, whatever. I've always thought that would be a lot of fun.
And well, you'd also do national parks and everything.
Yeah, so packs.
All of the packs. I'll take a photo.
The rabbit with his Quincy accent. Mass Hall Central right there. Do you pride yourself on being a Mass Hall? Like
absolutely.
You do, right?
Absolutely.
You embrace it.
I embrace the suck.
You embrace the suck?
I love it. I love being a Mass Hall. I don't care if you think so.
I like that. I love that you're unapologetic. The way you live is the way you live. Unapologetic. Right? I love that. Yeah. So we had this. I'm gonna let you guess now on this. I put a poll up on the blog, and it was it was, what do you do in the case of a big snowstorm? You shovel, pick away at it over the course of time, or do you wait for the very end and then shovel? What do you think the percentage of people that said that they pick away at it? Out of 100%?
I would probably say 80%.
You say it's, so you're saying it's half and half?
Half and half. There's not people that go overboard 75%.
You're close. It was 55% of the people said that they pick away shoveling rather than waiting to the end. Which surprised me, actually.
Yeah, I sit on the couch and see what they were supposed to say. And then I look at it and look at that one.
I think you're right. I totally
I'll
think.
I'll give you a little pivot going on there.
I think you're right. I think it's more people wait for the very end.
I do.
I mean, for me, it depends on the storm. Like, I know if it's a major, major storm and I just know it's going to be heavy, wet snow the next day, I try to keep up with it.
You know, and now they're naming storms. The whole thing.
They're not even naming like hurricanes.
Right, yeah.
They're naming storms now.
Right. Yeah, it's like that's another thing that gets you going. And it's like, you know what? How much is too much?
The supermarkets they're in the pockets of the supermarkets.
Oh dude, they're all in the pockets. Everything in the pockets.
Is it?
Crazy.
Yeah, I have to thank Kim Smith, who has been scheduling and editing the community announcements in my absence. It's been fantastic for me because it lets me, even though I'm on vacation, one of my favorite things to do is actually to create content for the blog, and editing other people's press releases is not really creating content. That's just doing favors for people, and I don't mind doing it. But we get so many press releases now that like a lot of my time is taken up with that, and a lot of that energy gets taken away from being able to create like funny posts. Well, to me, you know what I consider funny posts. Other people may hate what I do. You know, funny stuff, finding funny videos or comment, finding a video, funny commentary to go with it, or whatever. That is what drives me on the blog. That's what makes me happy on the blog. And Kim has allowed me to do that during this vacation. So huge props to her. Thank you very much. She's a great friend and a great contributor, so thank you. Felicia put up a bunch of great posts yesterday. She went psychotic on the Valentine's Day post. I think she did unprecedented 4 Valentine's Day recipes that she did for the blog, which was nice. Every once in a while, like on the big holidays, she bangs out like multiple recipes. I think it's because her friends are saying, I need some recipes for this event.
Valentine's Day, we're going to be stuck inside. And it's one of the best times to show you appreciation or love for the person that you're with, because the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, correct?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, so I did some research on Let Me Google This For You, lmgtfy.com. Which is the site that you punch in a search term, and they like actually you press the enter button, and then it actually shows the cursor traveling across the screen, going into the search box, entering your query, pressing the button for the search, and then it shows you the results. But it also says, "Was that so hard for you to do it yourself?" And I went on the website. They have stickers. I want to get a sticker. I want to get one of these stickers, and I want to put it on the back of my laptop and just carry it around all the time. Because I feel like that guy, let me Google this for you. Let me Google that for you, actually it is. Yeah. I want to do a shout out to my nephew, PJ, who is inducted into the National Honor Society at St. John's Prep. That takes a lot of hard work. Very proud of him. They're getting another storm tomorrow. From what I understand, up in Gloucester, there's a lot more rain than snow. And Peter Lavasco, the wind, big props for him for getting out in the big-time storm with his partner Marcy Sears and providing Gloucester snowbirds a first-hand look of what the conditions actually are like. I can't say enough how much I enjoy him on the team. He really, you can tell he puts a lot of energy into his forecasts, it's fantastic. It's a whole new dimension, and I think it's a dimension that a lot of people are enjoying. So thanks to Pete, and that's about it. I hope Rabbit, you got any closing words for your fans on Good Morning Gloucester? Oh, can we talk about the tongue pictures?
Well, I think I want to give a shout-out to Craig Kimberly there for explaining some things that are just so basic when you're cleaning the snow off your car, when you're out there, how to protect your house and your investment. I mean, just little stuff that either you don't think about or you don't keep up with. Or young kids coming up, maybe they don't know that.
Are you talking about how he showed people how to...
How he handles how the snow.
How to impale themselves with icicles, knocking them while they're standing underneath them?
Yeah.
I mean, it was brilliant. That was brilliant.
I mean, so you're saying you let the gutter fall off and have the icicle out there and impale somebody.
I would rather, I'm thinking the whole impaling thing is not in my, not so much.
Well, I just think that his sound, you know, advice on how to prepare for a snowstorm and how to take care of everyone's out there, it makes perfect sense.
Did you see his dog?
Yeah.
Ruby? Cute dog, right?
Oh, yeah.
As far as dogs go?
Man and beast, man's best friend.
I hate dogs, but I mean, that's a cute dog. I mean, as far as dogs go, that's an attractive dog.
Well, Yeah, I know you don't like dogs, but I'm just telling you right now, dogs are man's best friend, so it's a little unusual. That's all I'm saying.
What's unusual? My dislike of dogs?
Yeah.
I don't really hate dogs. I don't like the dogs that jump on you and get you all filthy and stuff.
But that's the way that they show affection. That's all I'm saying.
Well, couldn't they just cut their vote? Can we talk about Bill Powell and what he did to his dogs?
What did Bill Powell do to his dog?
He had these little yipping dogs, and he cut their vocal cords out.
Why would you do that?
Because they were fucking yipping all night long. You couldn't even be in his house. You couldn't go to sleep because they would yip, 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 yip.
I had a Pomeranian for about 15 years, and the dog was the best aggressive I've ever had.
Right to fucking nip out a dog's vocal cords?
No.
What do you think is worse? Do you think it's worse to declaw a cat or to rip out the dog's vocal cords? Worse than declawing the cat?
Worse than declawing a cat. Because 9 times out of 10, the cat's in the house anyhow. It doesn't have any natural predators sitting in the house.
Well, that's the JJ Jingle Nuts.
Yeah, well, then you let him outside and he got ripped apart, you know?
He got ripped apart.
He wasn't out in the real world, you know what I'm saying? You grab a cat inside the house, you put him outside. You know, he's got to know how to hide, run, get away from things, you know? If he's living in the house, there's nothing he's going to worry about. You know, kid pulling his tail every once in a while. But, you know, it's not like something's going to eat you, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life. It's just the circle of life, my friend.
So the circle of life does not include ripping out the vocal cords.
That's not include ripping out the vocal cords of a dog.
But the cats, they shred the house. They make a mess of the house.
But that's why I don't have a problem with the cat's claws.
So you exposed yourself as a cat hater right there.
Because
you're okay with it. You just said it. You're okay with the cat getting declawed, but you got a problem with the dog. See?
All right. I mean, if that's what you want to say, I'm not really that fond of
cats. I think that's the way people would probably fall, though. Because I'm not a dog person, and the dog keep me up at night. I would rather see the dog get the throat knocked out so he can't yip all night, and then have the cat, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I've had a dog my whole life. You know, I've never run into problems with dogs. I believe it's imprinting by the people that own the dog sometimes.
So you're saying Bill Powell was a negligent dog owner.
No, he might have just got a dog that's yippy.
He was a yipper.
You can do that. You know, those little dogs, they tend to do that. But also, it tends to be how they're brought up. Like, my dog was a small dog, Pomeranian.
Interesting.
But it wasn't a yipper. And I think it was in a very calm environment.
Calm with you?
Oh, yeah.
You're living with you is a calm environment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I mean, it's just...
I'll roll with that.
You know? I mean, I do a lot on the outside. So when I retreat, like a vacation like this...
You go,
I chill.
You go deep.
I go deep. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you do.
I look for the bare necessities, my friend.
Bare necessities. Who's the cat now? Is the Pumbaa?
No. Pumbaa and Timon are the two animals from The Lion King. You know? There's a black jaguar that he has, and he pulls his tail. And the jaguar's always, like, miserable. Like, you know, he's a typical cat. All right.
Typical cat.
Like, oh my God, look what the bear is doing now. You know, Mowgli, watch out. You know, almost hits him.
Give me a few chords of the bear necessities.
Well, the bear necessities.
This is how we're gonna go out. Go ahead.
We're gonna go out. But let me just break it down.
Break it down for me.
The bear says, and it was one of the most interesting things I've heard.
Poignant for this trip. The exit of the podcast.
That's the bare necessities. Bare necessities.
All right, but Joey Shimatao and the Rabbit. Well, this is our second podcast 2 days in a row. Yeah. I love it.
This is a big scratch coming on. Let's go find a tree.
Peace out.